At Pure Gym, whatever you're here for, we're here for it. So whether you're here to meet your goals or meet your gals, take a bit of me time or a weight off. Getting back on the bike.
Last one, big push.
Or spilling the tea while you spin. They said what? We're here for it. With 50% off your first month and no joining fee for a limited time. Whatever you're here for, we're here for it. Pure Gym. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, April 28th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. IBM says it plans to spend $150 billion in the U.S. over the next 5 years. It's an investment the company says reaffirms its commitment to American innovation and economic opportunity. It also comes as President Trump's latest tariffs threaten to make manufacturing internationally more expensive. IBM's spending is set to go toward research and development and some manufacturing. We'll have more on IBM's economic challenges and AI ambitions on tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast. Elsewhere, Chinese telecoms giant Huawei is preparing to test a new powerful AI processor, which it hopes could replace the need for some high-end products made by U.S. chip giant NVIDIA. It comes after the Trump administration earlier this month added NVIDIA's H20 chip to a list of semiconductors that are not allowed to be sold in China. People familiar with the matter told the Journal Huawei is due to receive the first batch of samples of its new chip as early as late May. The People said development is still at an early stage and a series of tests still need to be done before the chip is ready. Staying in China, the country's robo-taxi company Pony AI says it can build its most advanced self-driving system for a cost that's 70% less than before. Pony AI's chief technology officer says that brings it closer to a break-even on cost. He says the savings is thanks to software performance that the company was able to triple under the same computing power. Pony AI is targeting mid-2025 for mass production of its robo-taxis. And finally, shares of UK food delivery company Deliveroo hit a three-year high in London today after the company said it received a more than $3.5 billion takeover approach from DoorDash. Deliveroo said it opened talks with the San Francisco-based company, but cautioned there's no certainty a deal will be reached. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.